Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the FEAM Industries Limited Q4 and FY22 earnings conference call hosted by Monarch Networth Capital Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sahil Sanghvi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hello. Thank you, Diksha. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, I welcome you all to the Q4 and FY22 conference call of FEAM Industries Limited. We will start the call with the initial comments about the results and the future outlook of the company, and then we'll open the floor for question and answers. So without much delay, now I hand over the call to Mr. J.K. Jain, Chairman and MD of the company. Over to you, Jain, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I welcome you all to the FY22 earnings call of FEAM Industries Limited. Along with me, I have on the call today Mr. Rahul Jain, Director, Mr. O.P. Gupta, CFO, Mr. Arvind Chauhan, Company Secretary, and other members of the finance team. The results and the investor presentation have been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website, which I am sure that you all have gone through. Your company has recorded its highest ever total income of rupees 1,575 crores this year and has thus not only surpassed pre-COVID levels but received the highest revenue recorded in its history. Profits have doubled to touch an all-time high, rupees 95 crores. This has been achieved against a significant headwind that two-wheeler industry faces. For the full year FY22, the overall two-wheeler industry declined by 3.5%. The decline in the industry has impacted our key customers like HMSI and others. However, we have been able to outperform the industries, and our sales grew to 29% year-on-year basis. The LED share of the auto lighting has increased to 44% for the year as against 40% in the previous year. This outperformance we have always maintained is due to our superior product and customer mix. During FY22, we worked with our key OEMs customers and developed several new projects across lamps, mirrors, and other products. Work is underway similarly for the current year, and we have a very healthy pipeline of more than 80 projects over the next few years. I am also pleased to inform you that the progress with the Hero MotoCorp is going very well, and we expect three new models to roll out in FY24. This is an important step in our journey. Our Yamaha business continues to outperform well, driven by the export market. We have added significant new products, and our business has grown by 89% for the year. We expect the momentum to continue this year, driven by the new products and geographies like Japan, Europe, and Thailand. We have thus closed FY22 on a good note and remain optimistic about the current year. Let me turn my attention to the EV segment. The two-wheeler EV segment saw a 464% increase in the volume during FY22. While this is on a small base, the trend points towards healthy increase in this segment. FEAM Industries works with all the major players in the EV segment. We are supplying to Ola, Okinawa, Bounce, Hero Electric, and several others. Work is on towards adding few more OEMs as well. We expect to grow significantly in this segment during the year. Our leadership position in this segment would drive our growth over the next few years as EV penetration increases. Overall, I believe that the worst is behind the two-wheeler industry, and I expect the industry to get back on its growth path. Your company has demonstrated its strength in this difficult time with the improving environment and our product mix and the customer positioning. We are well poised for the next level of the growth. With this, I hand over to Mr. Gupta, our CFO, and the finance team to update on operational performance and detailed numbers. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon to everyone. I will present the quarter four result, after which I will cover the full year FY22. The company has registered its highest quarterly sales of ₹483.52 crore in Q4 of FY22, representing a growth of 16.52% over same quarter last year. The EBITDA was ₹62.78 crore, translating into an EBITDA margin of 12.98% as compared to ₹53.33 crore and EBITDA margin of 12.85%. In line with higher sales, PAT of the company increased to ₹32 crore as compared to ₹25.49 crore in Q4 of FY21, representing an increase of 25.54%. Now, I will briefly cover the numbers for full financial year 21-22. During FY22, the company has achieved highest ever net sales of ₹1,558 crore as compared to ₹1,207 crore in FY21, representing a growth of 29%. EBITDA stood at ₹193.45 crore, being 12.42% as compared to ₹130.6 crore, being 10.82% during FY21. This is a jump of over 48% driven by higher sales. PAT of the company has more than doubled to ₹95.26 crore as compared to ₹47.12 crore during FY21. During the FY21-22, the company has paid ₹31 crore of debt and balance ₹20 crore will be paid by September in the current financial year. Additionally, I would like to update you on our joint venture company, Aishan Fiam Automotive India Private Limited. We had informed you in last time of our decision to exit this venture. This agreement has been formalized and payment is expected within this week. I am pleased to inform you that the board of directors has recommended a final dividend of ₹20 per share, that is 200%, for the FY21-22. With this, I end the financial brief and now the floor is open for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Ashitosh Tiwari from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congrats on very good performance. Just ever this EBITDA, despite the fact the industry is down almost like 30% versus the peak. So firstly, if I look at your revenue and backup, other customers that are almost like grown up by 70-80% in this year versus FY21. So are these mainly the new age OEMs, electric two-wheeler OEMs, which are contributing, or is there something else as well over here?
Now, this is predominantly the new customers that we've been adding over the last couple of years. They have contributed to this growth.
This is mainly electric two-wheeler OEMs only, or there are some other customers as well in this?
Yeah, so it's a combination. There is EV segment volumes as well. and then there are the other smaller segments also which have grown. But EV is a large part of it as well.
Okay. And secondly, Yamaha as well was probably the biggest contributor to our performance over the last 2-3 years. So I think we did around 290 crore sales last year to them. How do you see this this revenue ramp up over next 2-3 years with Yamaha? To come up, some highlight on there.
Hello, this is Arvind. Yamaha business is growing and we have a very good strong pipeline of new projects as well for the Yamaha.
So can I highlight the pipeline and how many models we are supplying as of now and how many can be added over the next 2-3 years in terms of development work which you are doing?
So this is very difficult to disclose actually, but there is very good numbers because you can understand how Yamaha business is growing over the years. So we have very good relationship and it is growing stronger.
Just on this, like say, I think last quarter revenue with them was 90 crores. So is this kind of run rate sustainable going ahead or is there some one-off in that?
No one-off actually. No one-off.
And
it depends on the house. Yeah, please.
Sounded optimistic about two-wheeler demand in this year. So how are we seeing schedules of production over the next 2-3 months with different two-wheeler OEMs?
See, as far as our customers are concerned, means we are getting very good schedules. But even the customer specific, it is very difficult because some customers...
No, generally, I mean, compared to what it was the last 6-9 months or 1 year, are we seeing much better schedules over the next 3-5 months?
I think what we believe is that the worst of the industry is behind us. So so what we are seeing also in April, May, or what we are hearing from the OEMs, I think it should gradually only ease out. So overall trend is optimistic for the year.
Okay. And how much capex we are planning for this year?
So there is overall there is a large capex that is being planned at our Sur plant, which is running at optimal capacity. So there is a 30 to 40 crore capex that will go into Hosur. That would be the big one for the year. Others will be the regular capex.
Total, how much roughly will do?
50 crore for the year.
No, 50 to 60 crores for the year.
Okay. And LEDs are already, I think, almost like 40%, 44% you mentioned for the full year. I think last quarter was even higher in lighting mix. So going ahead, how do you see this proportion of LEDs in total lighting over next 2-3 years perspective?
So I think we've maintained that this is heading higher, which intermediate you saw a couple of quarters last year when it had paused. But otherwise, the trend is higher. This year it's gone up from 39.8% to close to 44%. So over the next 3 years, this should only inch higher towards 55-60%.
And as it goes up in our sale, basically, lighting share should actually increase, right? Share of lighting and overall share should increase.
That's right.
And lastly, on one of products you did well was mirrors last year. I think the revenue has gone up from 145 to 175 crores. I think, 146 to 175 crores. So, any particular reason there and why mirrors is doing so well? Have you added new customers over there?
So, with the new customers, we are also not only the lighting, we are also adding the mirrors. So, this is the reason.
Mirrors and plastic parts.
Mirrors and plastic parts, yes.
Okay, that would be all from us. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Pritesh Chheda from Lucky Investment Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. So in your light growth, what is the mix-led growth because of this rising share from 39% to 44% in LED? And what is the volume growth, if you could just give that bifurcation?
See, regarding your first question, how this reached to 39 to 44% of the LED. All new products which are under development and last 6 months or so, most of them are LED. So the percentage is increasing. And you know, the LED is at least 2x of the conventional. It is higher rather in most
so
of
that. That part I know. In the 35% offline growth, how much will be risk-led growth? Will it be 10% or more than that? I just want to know the volume, price-led growth and the mix-led growth bifurcation.
This is more about the value growth. It is a mix of volume and value, but it's more about the value.
Okay. And when we look at FY23, will this mix-led growth continue? Because your mix-led growth will be higher than your value and the volume growth will add, right? So if let's say this year 15 to 20% is mix-led growth, then we have to add this 15-20 with the volume growth.
Yes, correct.
Correct, right?
Correct.
So considering that, plus have you got any more customer wins in molded parts and mirrors? Have you got any more customer wins?
Yes, whatever the new customers, some customers are also, majorly all customers we are also supplying the mirrors. And some customers are also asking for the plastic parts.
Plastic and sheet metal parts.
Sheet metal parts, yes.
So, can you say, yeah, please go ahead.
So, normally you can say with the lens, when the relationship gets stronger, we add the more products.
So, if the mix-led growth is so strong this year with 4% increase in LED share, will the share increase by another 3-4% next year?
Yeah, maybe possible because the trend is increasing as we already shared. It's very good.
Very clear.
So, if that's the case, then can we look at 25% top-line growth next year because two-wheeler volume didn't do so well this year. If the two-wheeler volume do next year well, then we can look for high towards 25% top line growth.
So, to answer your question, I think our current year has been a mix of many things. You know, we highlighted how Yamaha has done better, even our export business to Harley had gone up, we had replacement market growing. So, it's a combination, but overall, we think 15-20% growth is definitely possible for the year. And if market support, let's say,
and last year we have done 29% growth.
Yes. Yeah. On the margin side, we are at about 12-12.5%. Is this sustainable or do you see any changes in the margin?
No, we have always guided around this level of margin, around the range of 12-12.5, around 12-ish, yeah. I would say. And that would be the same.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. And it was a great performance in a tough year. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Jyoti Singh from Arihant Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Hello, sir. So my question on the other expense side. So, as we saw the rise in Q1-Q basis, it's almost 50%. So, is company doing any cost control and also on the margin side, we are continuously maintaining in the range of 11-12%. So, as you guided around 12.5%, 12-12.5%. So, can we expect more margin in FY23-24? And third question on the PLI side, if you can comment on the PLI approved product of CM. That's it. Yeah, please.
This is Arvind. So let me answer your last question first about the PLI. Actually, our products are not part of the PLI. So we are not availing that the scheme. And can you repeat your first question, sir? This is not clear. So there was some disturbance.
My first question on the other expense side, as we saw the rise in the other expense Q1-Q basis, so is company doing any cost control?
The cost control and all this internal efficiencies is very much part of our good management, and this is the reason you can see the higher EBITDA margin. But as far as the other expenses or you are asking, it is nothing specific about this thing.
Okay.
I think you are referring to EBITDA margin, or you are talking about
the. She is talking about the other expenses. All other expenses.
Only margin side.
Yeah. What we would like to tell you that all other expenses are monitored on monthly basis, and even when the sales are increased, your percentage of other expenses definitely comes down, which has a direct impact on improvement of EBITDA margin. So it is not that your other expenses, you see, your other expenses are not increasing, and they are even in spite of increasing sales, they are under control and monitored regularly. So
that is what is we are getting the benefit of increasing sales.
Okay, sir. And sir, my another question on the debt side. So what will be your future debt profile, and how much we are planning to repay our debt going forward?
Actually, if you see the balance sheet as of 31st March 2022, there is hardly any debt. It is a debt of 50 crores lying in the balance sheet. There was a debt of 50 crores. 30 crores company has already paid. This 20 crores will be paid by September 2022. And by 22, this will be a absolutely debt-free company. So of course, we are having a lot of money as cash balance and in mutual fund. And company is not planning for any debt increase. No, the company is not planning for any future debt.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Saurabh Datta. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I had a couple of questions on the EV side of the business. So can you ask the first question really? It would be helpful to understand what percent of your revenues came from EVs in the fourth quarter and what was the percent in the third quarter? And where would you model the revenue contribution from EVs for the full year FY23 and FY22?
Regarding this, your EV question, you understand better and you know better that this EV has just started. So we are having very very big customers and very big in our revenue contribution. And as this EV industry sales increases, two wheeler sales increase, our sales will be increased because we are working with all the major new age OEM customers.
And last quarter about.
So, put together, last year was around 40 crore.
Okay. So, the third quarter...
No, we are not giving on quarterly basis. The last year figure was 40 crore for all EVs, new EVs put together.
Okay. And where would you model this contribution from the EVs for FY23, FY24, the full year?
See, if you look at it right now, we are maybe at very low, we are probably at 3%, 40 odd crore. This, if the growth does come in the industry, which you could see month over month, March has been good, April, the figures are better. So, if that trend sustains, I think we can easily do 3x of this revenue or this pie can grow that much. But it is dependent on the environment. But there is, it seems to be heading towards a positive territory. So we could guide you around 3x of where we are right now.
We are expecting during this financial year.
Okay, for FY23.
That's
okay. The second question, what would be the content per vehicle for Ola in the fourth quarter? Any guidance?
Sir, we don't take specific question for the customers.
So we have given you the overall.
Yeah, overall bill we have given 40 crores.
Please excuse us for that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Anika Mittal from Invest Research. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the current capacity utilization level?
So capacity utilization, we would, there is no one specific number because, it is dependent on product mix. As the LED share increases, again, things you could probably do more sales with it, but we think it is probably close to 78 to 80%.
Okay, thank you.
And we've already answered that, you know, given this, the capex that we are planning, we mentioned about Hosu, should take care of our future growth requirements.
Okay.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mayur Patwa. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations for the excellent set of numbers. So I have few questions. The first is related to this capacity utilization, or follow-up question on that. So, you know, when you say that, you know, our two plants are working at a full capacity and we intend to incur maybe 30-40 crore capex. So can you tell me, you know, after making this expense, so how much will be our capacity addition?
The capacity utilization is probably a deceptive number. So, you know, if you look at it, if you go through in it within these, if you go into details, you cut it on product wise, segment wise, and I think the real key to look at is that from here on, if we have to achieve our growth targets, what we can see over the next 2 years, how much capex do we need? And you know, for example, if we add the Hosur plant the way we are thinking, then that adds significant amount to our capacity, because we could just add a few lines and it would sort of, you know, ensure that we have sufficient capacity to go up. So while we are at 80, as I mentioned, 80%, we think 2000 crore, 2200 crore, even on the current mix is possible. But as the current mix changes, even more is doable, because as more LED gets done, there is more sales coming from that side. So I think it's a combination of many factors. But as I said, over the next 2 years, we think, you know, what the capex that we are planning should be able to sustain our revenue aspiration, the growth aspiration.
Yeah, based on the models in hand, I think that will be sufficient for us.
Yeah, and I just wanted to have this clear idea that, you know, about the turnover and the turnover we can achieve with the additional capex. My second question is on the working capital, especially on the inventory and the receivables side. So if you look at the current financial year, this FY21, there is significant increase in our receivables and inventory. So is there any change in the credit policy or any reason for that?
Actually, if you see the balance sheet, it is not only the change in debtor, it is equally the change in credit assets. So what we see is how much money is blocked in the working capital. So our net working capital, on account of increase in debtors and on account of increase in creditors, virtually remain the same. If at all there is an impact of increase in working capital, it is because of increase in some amount of stock, which company is necessarily holding because of this
electronic components.
Okay.
That's a conscious decision taken to focus on a few components, and hence the inventory is probably slightly more than what we generally keep in electronic components.
Especially in the case of electronic components, we are keeping sufficient stock to run the lines of the car.
Okay, because, you know, even in receivables also there is a significant increase, you know, a significant jump is there, almost more than double actually.
Yeah, that is what is the arrangement with the customers, is not only the debtor, and whatever is the increase is that the same is given to us as a creditor. So if you see the debtor and creditor together, you will not find the increase in the net.
No, actually, you know, I am looking at both the figures. You know, the debtor has almost doubled and the creditors are 50% higher.
No, if you see the debtor, it has gone by, say, 70-80 crores. And if you see the creditor, it has also gone by 80-90 crores. You see the figures.
Okay. And my last question is, you know, in the last investor meet, you said that you are looking at some joint ventures, especially for the four-wheeler business segment. So, is there any development on that front?
Yeah, basically we are in the process, but due to the COVID, the things were all delayed because nobody was taking any action and nothing is possible to go out. So, the matter is pending and we are very much working on it.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. We take the next question from the line of Nirav Jain. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on the good set of numbers, sir. So just a couple of questions from my end. Just want to know, when will the LED luminaries receivable come?
So, but if you see the LED luminaries, most of the receivables have come. Our net investment in this segment has virtually reduced. Virtually it has all come. You see the receivable of, in LED luminaries, it is only left 9 crores, which is fully recoverable. And we are recovering regularly.
Last year we have recovered more than 7 crores
yes.
from ESL.
As of March 22, it is nothing but 9 crores only.
Oh, okay. So my next question is regarding of Maruti setting up a capacity in Sonipat. So any plans on ramping up the four-wheeler revenues?
Yeah, we will try our best and we hope to get the business.
Okay. So also just want to check, so how many projects are we executing right now for Yamaha, Piaggio and Harley?
Yeah, basically we have about more than 80 projects all put together. We are working on for next 2-3 years.
Okay. So, and any idea if HMSI is coming out with the EV or have they indicated anything regarding electric vehicle?
No, sorry. They are saying, but we can't declare at the moment because it is, once they declare, definitely we come to know.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Pritesh Shira from Lucky Investment Managers Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the progress on Hero as an account?
Pardon?
What is the progress on Hero? Hero Moto.
You know, we have already told you that the development is going on and we expect 3 models to come out in 2024.
Okay. Yeah.
And we are working very closely with them.
And this 50 crore capex that we are doing, which all area are we doing? Does it meet your capacity in
South, we have told.
Sir, you are asking about the locations?
No. So, first of all, where are we spending, in which areas, and does it lead to any capacity expansion?
Yes.
Basically, land, building and machinery.
So, it's a new plant?
Yeah. Extension of the, existing plant, new land, adjacent to the existing plant.
And how much capacity or asset turn will it come at?
We are expecting around 300 to 400 crores capacity.
So 300 is 6x, basically 6x asset turn.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't think.
Because we are buying the land, basically depend on the business expansion. So we can add on machines like we are doing in the existing company.
But sir, this 50 crore will generate you 300 crores or you have to spend more to generate 300 crores?
No.
See, you don't need to, this is an extension of the existing plant. So there is a Hosur plant which we have. This is an extension, so while we will take additional land around it, but you have to look at it as the overall project, which is part of the overall Hosur project, because you can't take it separate.
And moreover, based on the every year requirement, based on the customer, it will be increased.
Okay, so I'll put it differently. If you are putting a greenfield plant today in LED, what is the asset turn that it would come at?
Almost 2x.
2x. Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Bijal Shah from RTL Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is on the fact that you have this LED manufacturing capacity with you, right? Because you were planning to come on the consumer side, on the LED luminaire side. Now, does this backward integration give you any advantage compared to some of the other lighting players who are kind of pure lighting players and the source is from outside. I just wanted to get a sense of it.
So, I think LED luminaries segment that you're talking about is something that we've it's not a focus area. It is actually in a mode where we are kind of winding it down. So that is a project where, in fact, whatever assets we had that side, that is being utilized for the normal automotive segment now. So it is in that wind down mode. So I don't think it really, this is
and,
the area that
and rest of the machines we are in the process of selling it out. And secondly,
what I was saying, what I understand that you're in the process of buying that business down. What I was saying that you had entered into kind of manufacturing. So it seems to me, at least, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you have a higher level of backward integration compared to some of your other. Is that
right? Yeah. As we have told earlier, we were the first in India to put up the SMT plant way back in 2002, where at that time nobody was knowing what is LED. So we started with automotive lamps in Europe. So that was our beginning. Naturally, we put up. Now today we have the 7 SMT line machines with us, so we have an edge over our competitors. Yes.
So does that kind of business for you, because they must be sourcing from outside some of the products where you are backward integrated?
See, for the LED luminaries, clearly we had a competitive advantage as we went into it. But that is not a segment that we were able to make headway, because it was more government sales than consumer sales. So, if you're talking about, and that is being wound down. Now, the competitive advantage of that does, I mean, automotive segment is then different, right?
So let me answer your question. This is Arvind. I think you are asking that when we advanced on the LED, PCB and SMT lines way ahead in 2002 and maybe 15 years back, this has really given us advantage in our automotive, because we started with the automotive. And you know, we are the first who introduced the first LED headlamp in India. And then this is because of our in-house R&D and designing capability in the LED that we got this whole advanced headlamp. And you can refer our presentation. We got this world's smallest LED headlamp we developed for Yamaha. That is for their worldwide model. So your question that what kind of benefit we are having?
Moreover, we have also, the wholly owned company in Italy, where we are doing all this, designing work, designing and R&D work. So that is also giving us a good support. And with that, we are definitely much better situation
for the customers.
And does this also work the other way around? Like, for example, what we saw on the consumer side was that suddenly, LED prices crashed, and whoever had put in capacities got negatively impacted because of that. So would it work in a similar way here, that because you have a higher level of backward integration, if prices were to go down?
Basically these two segments is totally different, because that segment was governed by the government, and this segment is governed by the latest technology. So there that technology was not that latest, because there the cost is very important. Here you have a different technology, every day the technology is changing. So both are different segments, so we can't compare 1:1.
Sure. And just a follow up on the CEO answer that you gave, I know you will not be able to disclose the models, but are these models in the mass segment, or are they niche models where you have kind of bought orders for
everybody? No, basically, this we can't disclose at the moment.
Okay, sir. No, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one at this time. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. So, just a very basic question I wanted to understand. Like you've guided for the new facility, what could be the turnover? From the existing facilities, what could be the maximum revenue turnover that we can expect?
Basically, you know, as we told earlier, it depends on the product mix. As currently, with the capacity, we can go 2,000 to 2,200 crores. So, depend on the more LEDs, you know, the more sales will be different, you know.
With small LEDs also the lines.
Okay. But our order book is very strong and we are very strong. We hope that we will do very well in the coming years.
Okay. So, you said 2,000 crores, right? How much did you say?
No, basically it depends, you know, product mix is more LED, then it can go to 2,200 crores.
Okay.
This is all approximate.
Okay. Got it, sir. And sir, could you, is it possible for you to share the wallet share that we have in our different customers?
Yes. So for, I'm sharing the wallet share in our top four customers. Okay. MSI, and it is the headlamp 40%, tail lamp 76%, Winker 85%, and RBM we are sole supplier
100%.
Then TVS.
TVS 73% headlamp.
And tail lamp is 69%, Winker is 82%, and RBM is 55%.
Okay.
For Yama, this headlamp is 91%, tail lamp is 64%. Winker is 5% and RBM is 32%.
Right.
For Suzuki, headlamp is 80%, tail lamp is 80%, Winker is 23%, and RBM is 100%.
Got it, sir. So there is an attempt also made to increase wallet share every other time. I mean, on these fronts.
Yes. Please.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you so much. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for participating in this con call. I hope we have been able to reply all your queries adequately. We are available for any additional questions you may have. Thanks and good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Monarch Networth Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.